Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your reliable source for personal and business insurance needs. Let's delve into the significant insurance news from last week that matters most to you, our Australian consumers. First up, as we wrap up the week of May 24th, the Insurance Council of Australia, in partnership with the government, is taking on the difficult issue of skyrocketing insurance costs. Of particular concern are regions prone to flooding, where a staggering 171,000 households face severe affordability issues. A newly formed task force under the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet is spearheading this effort, studying proposals such as reinsurance pools and direct subsidies. While no specific timeline is shared yet, the Insurance Affordability and Natural Hazard Risk Reduction Task Force aimed to balance consumer aid with long-term market stability and fairness in pricing risks. Meanwhile, a sobering reminder was given last week on the vital nature of having continuous insurance coverage. A driver who chose to purchase an insurance policy after being involved in a vehicle crash on July 23rd found himself facing financial trouble when his claim was denied by Suncorp. Misrepresentation of existing vehicle damages and attempts to claim retroactive coverage, both were deemed unreasonable by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. This case underlines the importance of the golden rule. Insurance cover starts only once a policy is active, and the full and accurate condition of the vehicle must be declared up front. We also delve into the growing power of digital technologies in streamlining insurance claims. Australian life insurance giant TAL has reached a remarkable milestone last fiscal year, having paid out over $4 billion in claims. An impressive half of this amount was processed within a day through their digital platform, TAL Connect, helping 50,000 Australians, particularly those battling illness or injury. This success is a direct result of significant technological investment and the upskilling of staff through the TAL Claims Academy. It's a testament to the transformative power of digitalization in the insurance industry and the commitment insurers have to improving the client experience beyond mere transactional connections. That brings us to the end of this week's wrap. To stay connected with the latest in the world of insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to keeping you informed next week. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online. Until next time, take care, Australia.